Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Gio from Opina Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Disapprove, I guess.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
You don't have like a neither?
Yeah, we can skip it. Whatever your opinion counts.
I don't like his job either.
Okay, would you say disapprove or are you not sure?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Would you say things in the country are going the right or the wrong track?
Wrong.
Thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia specifically are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right, I guess.
Thank you. Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
No.
Thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think they're, I'll give it an excellent.
Okay, thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right or the wrong track?
K through 12 are the wrong track. I think generally right.
Okay. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school, education a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal? A moderate amount? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go. Keep going.
Only a little or nothing at all?
Only a little.
Perfect. Thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I would oppose it.
Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
I believe that they should not attend a school they are not zoned for.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school regardless of race, gender, or income?
I agree with that.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
That's a tricky one. But, yes, they should have access to them.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I would support that, yes.
Thank you. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priorities should, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Priority? No.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
That is a strong oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is a self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
That parents have the right?
Yes, sir.
The
fundamental right.
Yes, I support that.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
That's opposed.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, the first one says, access to care in my community is good, or there is a moderate access to care in my community, and the last one says, access to care in my community is inadequate?
No, I think it's good.
Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority? It's not a priority.
High priority.
Thank you. One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I would support that.
Is that a somewhat or strongly support?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. And we're almost there. Thank you so much for your patience.
Okay.
It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I guess more.
Thank you. This one says the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely? Thank you.
More, yeah.
It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does this make you more or less likely to support it?
More.
Thank you. Okay, having heard more details of this plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health care and substance abuse services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would support or oppose it. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Yes, I feel they should inform them of that right.
Thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, such as home phone, address, email, to union organizers?
Yes, they should.
Thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before, a union is given to the ability to present all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Yes, I think they should have to get a minimum support.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yes, I feel they should have that right.
Thank you. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I support repealing the law.
Okay. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state rates, index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Should not.
Should not. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age range? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Thank you. Okay, this is for statistical purposes only. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your patience. This concludes our survey, and I really appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Nah, that's cool. All right.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.